Yeah, I think there is a common view, a common consensus that parties will voluntarily undertake to be bound by these rules. They can choose if they decide they don't want to be bound by the rules, unless there is a directive from the state that they should be bound by the rules, then it is a voluntary code. It is not a mandatory code. And therefore, what we have provided, however, is that there should be a provision for parties agreeing to be bound by the rules that they may wish to put modifications in there. Now, that's not something we encourage, and indeed, I'd be quite happy to take out those words unless otherwise expressly modified or excluded. But it was intended to give scope to parties making the unilateral declaration that they would be bound, that there may be certain cases where they can't, where despite that, there may be force majeure or other reasons whereby they would like to abide by the rules, but they have to create some exclusions for particular circumstances. So that's the intention there. It is not intended to make the rules mandatory. It's only to deal with the situation when the rules have been unilaterally adopted by a particular party, and give some scope for modification of that adoption.